from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. At least 28 people were killed and hundreds wounded in a Taliban truck bomb that tore through Kabul Tuesday night and triggered a fierce firefight. VOA's Ayaz Ghul is there and says the Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack.
A Taliban suicide bomber driving a minibus packed with hundreds of explosives, hundreds of kilograms of explosives, hit a main entrance of the building, which basically houses security personnel, mostly associated with the Afghan intelligence agency. And this massive explosion caused a lot of damage to the building, but it was so huge that it was heard across the Kabul city, according to witnesses.
You can read more details as that story develops at voanews.com. Earthquake-stricken Ecuador faced the grim reality of recovering more bodies and survivors as rescue efforts went into a third day Tuesday. The death toll, meanwhile, climbed over 400. Praying for miracles, distraught family members beseeched rescue teams to find missing loved ones as they dug through the debris of flattened homes and hotels as well as stores. Meanwhile, the president, Rafael Correa, visiting a disaster zone, said the quake had inflicted $2 to $3 billion of damage. Meanwhile, Japan's southern quake-hit area was rattled by a strong aftershock Tuesday. It comes as searchers there found a woman's body buried underneath a landslide of rubble. So far, the death toll has now reached 45 from the twin earthquakes. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging the Security Council to press Morocco to restore the UN mission's role in the disputed territory of the Western Sahara. Mr. Ban warned in a report that the staff cuts ordered by Rabat will weaken the mission there and can be expected to be exploited by terrorist and radical elements. He says, "I call on the Security Council to restore and support the mandated role there," according to a report sent to the council on Monday. A suicide bomb attack outside a government office in northwestern Pakistan Tuesday left at least one person dead and 17 injured, according to officials. It took place in Mardam, which is about 50 kilometers northeast of Peshawar. A senior local police official said the suicide attack target was the Office of Excise and Taxation. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for that attack. The International Monetary Fund and the World Bank said Tuesday they're joining forces with other international organizations to cooperate on tax issues and develop new tools and standards for taxing multinational enterprises. The new group includes the United Nations and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. They will focus on building effective tax systems in developing countries and avoid tax base erosion. The UN Refugee Agency reports new fighting and severe food shortages in previously peaceful areas of South Sudan are causing thousands of people to flee into neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
About 2.3 million people have been forced to flee their homes since civil war broke out in South Sudan in December 2013. More than 670,000 are refugees in neighboring countries. The UN Refugee Agency warns refugee numbers are rising in all of South Sudan's neighbors as fighting spreads to formerly peaceful areas of northern Bahr el Ghazal and Warab states. The agency says the new refugees create a huge burden in the asylum countries. It says the UNHCR and other humanitarian agencies are short of cash, putting life-saving services for the refugees at risk. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A 2,000-year-old triumphal arc destroyed by the Islamic State group in Syria has risen again as a replica in London's Trafalgar Square. The Arc of Triumph in Palmyra formed part of one of the world's most extensive ancient archaeological sites. The ancient city, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, was among Syria's main tourist attractions before the civil war erupted in 2011. Militants overran Palmyra in May and demolished many of the monuments there. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.